birds you will hear on this side of the tape will be heard in the same order on side two, but without the narration. The first bird is the pileated woodpecker. The pileated woodpecker is a crow-sized bird with a spectacular red crest on his head. His call can be heard with great energy as it reverberates through the woods. It is a sound that you will not soon forget, although it is similar to the yellow-shafted flicker's call. Whenever I go into the forest, I wait to hear the call of the pileated woodpecker. The call of the pileated woodpecker is not always so short in duration. Sometimes they make a clucking sound when they are flying or when several of them are gathered together. Now we will hear the northern cardinal. This bright red bird is the state bird of Virginia. Some argue that the cardinal is the first bird to sing in the morning. The particular morning when I recorded this sequence of many cardinals, they were indeed the first birds to sing just before sunrise. At one time I could hear 8 or 10 cardinals singing at once. The cardinal is a common resident of suburban neighborhoods and can be seen frequently at backyard bird feeders. The cardinal's song is loud and rhythmical with a good glissando, as we will hear from a cardinal at close range. We won't be hearing the mockingbird on this tape, but we will hear the gray catbird. The catbird, of course, gets its name from a call that it makes that sounds like a cat. Here is the catbird. The cat call is a rather infrequent call of the catbird. Its normal song is composed of squeaky sounds that are attempts to mimic other birds. Here is the normal song. The next bird we will hear is a small bird that has a very big voice. That bird is the Carolina wren. Wrens can be identified by their silhouette because their tail is held high in an erect position. The song is very repetitive and rhythmical. Carolina wren has at least one variation in its song. Here is one of those variations. The next bird on our list is the rufous-sided towhee. This bird has a song which is described by some bird watchers, field guides, as sounding like, "Drink your tea." Personally, I don't think these verbal descriptions of bird songs are very helpful. and they are certainly not as good as a good recording. Here is the rufous-sided towhee. This is the normal song of the towhee, but sometimes this bird, as well as others such as the cardinal, the Carolina wren, and the indigo bunting, has a chirp or a call. Usually we hear the call when the bird is looking for food on the ground, or when the female is nearby. The female towhee, as well as the female cardinal, does not sing, but does call. Here is the towhee's call. The Baltimore Oriole is an orange and black colored bird, which is very peculiar in its nest building methods. Their nests hang down 10 feet or more from high branches like long bags. Many families of orioles may live in the same nest. Now we are listening to the oriole. The song sparrow has my favorite of all bird songs. This bird is frequently seen and heard in suburban neighborhoods. The song has many high notes and trills, which can vary from region to region. This is the song sparrow. The next bird has been the subject of many popular songs in the past. It has a quiet, melodious sound, which is heard in pastures and barnyards most often. It is the eastern bluebird. The yellow throat is a member of a large family, the warblers. The yellow throat is the only warbler with a black mask. Its song can easily be confused with that of the indigo bunting. This is the yellow throat. Hopefully, to reduce the confusion, we will again hear the indigo bunting. Remember, we heard this bird at the beginning of this tape. The indigo bunting derives its name from the deep blue color of its feathers, but it actually has no blue pigmentation. The blue color is the result of sunlight being diffracted through the finely spaced filaments of the feathers. Remember, side two of this tape can be used as an aid to learning bird songs, or as a visualization tape by which you can relax and enjoy the sounds of nature.